I'm Judy Valente, here with Shariar Mufti, a representative of the Islamic Center of Bloomington Normal. Mr. Mufti, welcome.
Thank you.
The attacker in the Orlando tragedy was born and raised in the United States, educated in the United States. His parents arrived here from Afghanistan seeking a better life. Can you shed some insight, sir, on why someone who was given these opportunities would turn guns against his fellow citizens, especially during Ramadan, a very holy time for Muslims?
First, I would like to, on behalf of the Muslim community of Central Illinois, I would like to express our shock, sorrow, and condemnation for the murder of 49 people in Orlando, Florida. And, you know, coming back to your specific questions, I don't think that we could generalize that in such a way. A lot of immigrants do come to the United States, and they do come here because of the opportunities that this great country provides. And they're all law abiding, and they work hard, and they move the country forward. So I think it has to be looked at from a case by case basis. I don't know this family specifically, so I can't really comment on why someone with his background would have done something like this. But what I know for sure is that personally, I don't feel like it is related to Islam or any culture like from Afghanistan or anything like that. This could be, you know, personal issues and could be other things as well.
Mental illness, perhaps.
Absolutely.
It's looking, though, increasingly like the shooter had a strong bias against gay citizens. Can you explain exactly what Islam teaches about gays? Is there one universal teaching, or do Muslims like Christians hold a variety of views about homosexuality?
So Islam, Christianity, and Judaism are similar in respect to a lot of issues related to, you know, morals and so on and so forth. So in that case, like Christians and Judaism, traditional Christians and Judaism, homosexuality is considered a sin in the religion of Islam. However, you know, murdering innocent people is also a sin as well. So I wouldn't say that, you know, one sin is worse than the other or anything like that. One thing that I would note.
Well, some people would think that murder is a much worse sin.
I hope so
than homosexuality.
Exactly. And you know, when you look at this specific situations, no human being can really understand how someone could just go in and, you know, kill people just because they were congregating in one place and, you know, enjoying a peaceful evening out. So I would say that from the Islamic perspective, it is a sin, but we're not supposed to, you know, enforce our views on other people. You know, the basic principle really is live and let live. And the Pope also mentioned that, you know, who are we to judge?
That's correct. He did say that. If a homosexual person showed up at one of the mosques here in Bloomington Normal, would they be welcome?
If I am there, for sure, absolutely, they will be welcome. If other people are there, we will ensure that they're felt welcome. We have had a lot of open houses where people have come in and shared with us their views. And, you know, we don't really have a checklist where we say, you know, hey, if you're a gay person, you cannot enter this mosque or something like that. So we need to all be inclusive. Whatever our personal beliefs are should remain personal. And unless we are all inclusive, we can't really progress as a society.
This is Sound Ideas, and we're talking with Shariar Mufti of the Islamic Center of Bloomington Normal. You can call us and join in the conversation by calling 438-8910. Our lines are open. Mr. Mufti, let's talk about American mosques, and specifically the mosques here in Bloomington Normal, of which I believe there are three. Are the mosques doing enough to preach against groups that would distort Islam, groups like ISIS, and discourage especially young men who might be attracted to ISIS?
Absolutely. I think in relation to in our community, the three mosques are very proactive in preaching against hate of any kind, preaching against strong views on religion and so on. We have lots of programs for kids and youths, and we try to show them the positive things in their religion and try to keep them away from the minority, hate groups that are out there.
So you have specifically heard sermons addressing ISIS in the mosques here locally?
I think typically what we encourage our imams and our speakers to do is to talk in more generic terms, rather than, say ISIS or anything like that. We kind of group them all together, Al-Qaeda, ISIS, and all those terrorists that do these atrocities in the name of Islam. So we basically preach against anything that goes really against the spirit of Islam. I mean, these people call themselves Muslims, but they're not really practicing Muslims. They're just taking the name of Islam and dragging it through the mud, so to speak. And that's what we concentrate on there.
We're talking with Shariar Mufti of the Islamic Center of Bloomington Normal. Our phone lines are open if you have a question for Mr. Mufti at 438-8910. Mr. Mufti, as Professor Ali Rahaz of ISU pointed out in the interview preceding this one, there has been discussion in the presidential election about whether to use the term radical Islamic terrorism. President Obama says he believes it is wrong to equate political terrorism with the religion of Islam. And in all fairness, we did not call the man who opened fire on Planned Parenthood earlier this year in opposition to abortion. We didn't call him a Christian terrorist. What about the term radical Islamic terrorist?
I think it's a very dangerous term, and I agree with the professor that spoke before me. I think that the danger there is to lump 1.1 billion people in the world into the same mold as a few minor terrorists that are really not representing that religion. The thing where there is, anyone who's a terrorist or does things like these most likely are going to be termed as radical. Whether they're doing it in the name of Islam or not, they might say that, but is that really true? We don't see any evidence of that. They're mostly motivated by political Islam, just like the professor mentioned, and equating just one faith with these acts is certainly wrong.
What would be a fair term in your view? Some have suggested radical Islamism or simply terrorism without a religious label.
In my opinion, both of those are just fine. If there is a need to differentiate between radical terrorists of different religions, you may mention something like a term like Islamism, which does portray a political aspect to it. The thing that we have to be careful about is we have to be careful about the faith in general. There is just no way that 1.1 billion Muslims out there, these people represent those. They do not.
Could something like San Bernardino or Orlando happen here in Bloomington Normal?
Could it happen? I don't know, but I think what we as a community do is that we keep vigilant and we make sure that none of the precursor things that usually precede someone who becomes radical happen in our community. All of us know each other pretty well. If people are not, attending the mosque, we check on them. We have contacts with the Joint Terrorism Task Force of the FBI and the local law enforcement. So I think it's very, very unlikely that something like this could happen. But, nobody can definitively say, something bad is not going to happen. And that's just very unfortunate.
We have just a little bit of time left. Do Muslims here in Bloomington Normal fear a backlash, whether it might manifest itself in their workplace, their neighborhood, in terms of vandalism?
I think that's a general concern always. We have been very fortunate to have had the support of most of the Bloomington Normal community, and we're hopeful that that will continue. And I'm positively optimistic that that won't happen, but I think the concern will be there.
You've had some open houses at the mosques. Anything else in store for increasing interfaith understanding?
Yeah, we've had two open houses this year. We typically have at least one every year for the last 3-4 years. We will continue down that path. I'm sure there'll be some plans to open up the mosque again for invitees. One thing that's kind of logistically important is that nowadays is the month of Ramadan, and a lot of people in the Muslim community are fasting as well as preparing for the different special programs that they do. So a lot of this stuff, you know, kind of gets on the back burner as the month, you know, concludes. And specifically,
would that have been maybe why there wasn't a representative of the Muslim community at the rally last night to support the victims in Orlando?
I think that probably was the reason. However, I don't think that's some sort of an excuse. I think we should have been there, and I apologize on behalf of the Muslim community for the LGBT community that we were not there to support them. But we do support them through our hearts and our actions, and definitely we will do that in the future.
We've been talking with Shariar Mufti of the Islamic Center of Bloomington Normal. Thank you so much for talking to us about these important matters.